and perfectly suited my taste. There was another note under it. The final piece of your outfit tonight. D. The bellhop had laid my bag on a luggage rack just outside the closet. I unzipped it and pulled out my panties, garter, stockings, bra, and the heels Derek had sent. I spread them out on the bed, my eyes taking in their details. Everything was black and seductive, titillating. When he thought about finally having me, this was what he pictured me in. A shiver ran through my body. Now that I at least knew what I would be doing today, my stomach was finally starting to settle a little. I wandered over to the bar, spread with fruit, muffins, and pastries. I broke a blueberry muffin in half and took a bite. It was fresh, delicious, and excellently paired with the vanilla bean coffee I found in the coffee pot. To keep my nervous mind occupied, I opted to check my email again. From Block, Derek. To Jordan, Frankie. Sent April 27th, 10:41 a.m. Subject. If you're reading this. You're not relaxing enough. Turn off the phone, Frankie. I laughed at his email. He didn't know me at all, and yet, he knew. Still, I did as he suggested, shutting off the screen and dropping it in my bag. It was something I hardly ever did for anyone, unplugging from the world. But so was getting into an SUV and not knowing where I was being taken, or spending a night with a man before we'd even slept together. Work had to remain my top priority, but maybe taking a break once in a while and fully disconnecting wasn't a bad thing either. It wasn't long after I finished eating and changed into the robe that I heard a knock on the door. I opened it, finding Terry Lynn on the other side. "Are you ready, Miss Jordan?" I tightened the robe's sash, closed the door behind me, and met her in the hallway. "I am." "I'm going to take you to the service elevator so you have a bit more privacy." "That sounds great. Thank you." My hotel-issued flip-flops clicked with each step. My hair swished in the ponytail, thanks to the elastic I found on the bathroom counter, next to a brand new hairbrush. There had even been a small bag next to the robe to hold my undergarments. Either he'd thought of everything, or he'd made sure someone had. "Your schedule, per Mr. Block's instructions, will be a massage, seaweed wrap, facial, body scrub, manicure, and pedicure." "Wow, is that all?" She laughed. "Once you're done with those, I'll escort you to the salon, where you'll get your hair and makeup done." He'd scheduled the works. He really wanted me relaxed and pampered, which was nice. I needed it after so much worrying. "What's on the agenda after my makeup?" "I'll bring you back to the room to get dressed. Mr. Block will pick you up here at 7. Although I wasn't certain, I had a feeling that room wasn't where we'd be sleeping tonight. Derek had made sure I was settled and comfortable, but he hadn't given me the best quite yet. "Do you know what he has planned for the evening?" I asked. We stepped into the service elevator. She pushed the button for the second floor. "Unfortunately, I don't, but I'm sure it will be wonderful." "Wonderful?" Being in his presence was always wonderful in some way. Exhilarating, satisfying, and undeniably memorable. For the next several hours, I would have to somehow shut those thoughts off and enjoy the moment. Because once he picked me up, my only moments would be filled with him.
14. Derek. I had the key to her room in my pocket, but I knocked on the door anyway. I wanted her to know I was there, for her to be ready to see me and not in some compromising position where she was fixing her outfit or on the phone. My knuckles knocked on the wood, and then I heard her heels click on the tile before the handle swiveled. Her scent slowly filled the air in front of me. It was stronger tonight, deeper. The door finally opened fully, and I let my eyes ride over every inch of her. She was stunning. Her hair was down, curled, gloss shined from her lips. Her dark makeup made her eyes even more seductive. She was dressed in the jacket, wrapped and tied around her narrow waist, with the black stockings and a pair of enticing spiked heels. My boy had done well with what he had chosen. My hands clenched as though I were gripping the straps of her coat, yanking them apart, shaving that layer from her body. Even without the other surprises I knew lay hidden beneath, what I saw now was more than enough to satisfy. For the moment, anyway. "You're gorgeous," I said. She smiled at my compliment. "Thank you." Her eyes left my face and traveled over my body. I hadn't dressed up for the occasion. That wasn't my style. If she was going to taste me, she needed my real flavor. Jeans, boots, and a red flannel. Like always. The ruggedness she would come to love when I was deep inside her pussy. "I'm finally ready for our evening, Mr. Block." That spicy mouth. I wanted to shut the door, push her against the wall and ravage those lips until they were too swollen to say another word. But if I touched her here, I wouldn't be able to stop. A hotel hallway wouldn't be the setting for our one night. I reached out my hand. "Come here." Her damp fingers wrapped around mine, a sign that told me she was nervous. I liked that. I wanted her to anticipate the unexpected, to be unable to plan for it. I escorted her to a private elevator. The door slid open as soon as I hit the button. When we stepped inside, I pressed PH. "We're not leaving the hotel?" I could almost see the questions swirling through that pretty head. "No, we're not." She glanced down at her outfit. "That's good. I was worried I'd get hot and wouldn't be able to take the jacket off."
"You'll definitely be getting hot, Frankie."
She looked up at me.
"And then you'll be getting naked."
She sighed and bit her lip, falling against the back wall of the elevator. Desire pooled in her eyes. She was giving me everything I wanted, like the good submissive fantasy I knew she would be.
"Soon, I hope," she whispered.
I'd checked the suite beforehand to make sure it looked the way I had requested. The hotel staff had done an exceptional job, and it was exactly the way I wanted it. So when the elevator door opened directly into the foyer, I kept my gaze on her face. I wanted to experience this through her eyes.
"Oh, Derek," she breathed. "It's so beautiful."
Three walls of windows let in lights from the city that cast thin, shimmering patches across her face. The flames from the flickering candles reflected across her gunmetal eyes. Now that was beautiful.
"You did this for me?" she whispered.
The suite was an open floor plan, shaped like a horseshoe. We stood at the base. The dining room and kitchen were off to the right, the living area, office, and media room to the left. The bedroom and bathroom were the only private spaces, tucked into a far corner. The bones had been done to my taste, natural wooden highlights on the ceiling and floor, and around each archway. I'd requested special furnishings to be brought in for our evening, and lit candles to be placed everywhere, and hired my decorator to change the decor to rustic contemporary, the same as my house in Portsmouth. Once the night was over, I promised the owner of the hotel it would all be put back the way it was. Everything would go back. Back to the way it had been before I'd ever touched Frankie Jordan. She'd stayed in nicer rooms, I was sure of that. But in here I was giving her a glimpse of me without taking her to my house or to a space where I had brought other women. This was where I'd planned every detail of Timber Towers, what had felt like home during the time I had stayed here. This suite was as close as it came to getting inside of me. I led her to the dining room table, which was set with a dark cloth, bamboo mats, and clean white plates under silver domes. Uncluttered and masculine, just like I'd requested. She looked it all over. The fire from the candles showed the lust in her eyes.
"You really know how to set a table?"
I pulled out her chair and pushed her in, then took my place at the opposite head. There would be no butler, no appetizers. Dinner would consist of one simple course. Dessert would be us. "Eat," I demanded. "You'll need your strength." She lifted the metal lid off her plate and smiled.
It looks delicious.
So do you. She blushed again as I removed the lid from my food and tried not to wolf everything down. I was hungry for much more than lamb and potatoes, and I didn't want to wait any longer than necessary, but I needed my strength, too.
Derek?
Frankie put her fork down after only a few bites. She walked over to me and I put my hand in the air. Stop right there.
I can't wait any more.
She ignored me, pulling my face into the middle of her jacket, dragging her fingers through my hair. She leaned down, her breath flowing into my ear.
Fuck me. Please.
What? I didn't mean to speak, but this wasn't how it worked, and it certainly wasn't how I wanted things to play out. I was the one in control, not her. But hearing those words come out of that spicy mouth changed my mind. She had asked for something we both wanted. Without hesitation, I wrapped my arms around her waist and lifted her as I stood. She gasped from the sudden movement. Her body felt so good against my chest, so enticing, so ready for ravaging.
Is this what you want, Frankie?
Yes. She crossed her legs around me as I pushed my cock against her pussy.
It's all I've thought about. You haven't let me touch myself. I've been wet for days.
I kissed her. I'm going to reward you for that, I growled.
I hoped you would.
I held her cheeks, keeping her face steady so I could stare into her smoky gray eyes.
Are you sure about this?
Yes, Derek, I'm sure. Only one night, I told myself. I sure as fuck needed to make the most of it. My hands remained on her face, but her lips were suddenly smothering mine. She tugged on my hair, bringing me even closer, though there wasn't any space between us. She was ignoring my authority and taking what she wanted. And I was letting her. And I was so fucking turned on because of it. I rushed us into the bedroom as she clawed at my hair, at my back, dug her heels into my ass. I set her on her feet somewhere near the bed and tore my mouth away from hers.
Stay there.
I sat at the end of the mattress. She'd had her moment of taking charge. It was time for me to be in command again.
Now, take off your jacket.
She tried to take a step toward me.
I told you, stay there.
Her teeth tugged at her lower lip as she reached for the ties that wrapped around her waist. Carefully, slowly, she unknotted them and undid the buttons. My dick had been firm from the moment she answered the door of her hotel room. But it was full-on solid now, banging to be let out of its cage as she dropped the jacket to the floor. I leaned back and sat spread eagle, giving it all the room it needed to throb at the looks of her. It only made my balls ache even more. I knew it wouldn't feel anything close to okay until I was inside her, pounding us both into a screaming orgasm, especially now that she had shed her outer bark. She was exquisite in the candlelight, far more beautiful than I had imagined when I'd pictured her wearing this. The lace bra hugged the middle of her tits, allowing her nipples to poke through the fabric. Her stomach was flat and firm, her skin lightly tanned, the perfect narrowing as her hips spread outward where her panties cut across them. They sat high on her legs, revealing the gap between her thighs.
This is all of me, Derek. Do I still measure up as your pink ivory?
Hearing her say my words inspired a feeling I wasn't ready for, something I wasn't sure had stirred in me before. I sure as hell wasn't going to tell her about it.
Get on the bed.
She moved past me, pushing her ass out as she bent over and crawled onto the mattress. Her tits bounced and settled as she moved. I couldn't wait to get my teeth around those nipples. She turned, lying flat on her back as I stood and walked to her side, unbuttoning the top button of my shirt.
Let me do it,
she said, reaching for my flannel. I stepped back.
Don't move.
She smiled and let her arms fall on the bed.
Okay, Mr. Block, if you say so.
She may have been playing submissive, but the more I'd gotten her off, the more vocal she had become. She was unraveling, awakening, realizing what she wanted and demanding more of it. And fuck if I wasn't going to give it to her. I couldn't wait any longer. I undid the rest of the buttons as quickly as my fingers would move. Then I pulled my arms out of the sleeves and clutched my shirt in both hands, wringing the tension into it. Frankie's eyes grew wide.
Wow.
My head tilted.
Wow?
Yes.
Wow.
Had I known what you were hiding under that flannel, I would have pushed for this a lot sooner. I might even be growing to love that damn fabric after all.
I knew I had her then. She tried to reach forward again, but I stopped her.
Derek, let me touch you.
I held her wrists above her head and leaned down so she could feel my words, not just hear them. I give you what I want, when I want. My fingers, my mouth, my tongue. My hand dropped to my zipper. I fisted the crotch of my jeans. Even my fucking cock. Understood?
I expected her to pull back, but her focus seemed to soften as her eyes traveled down my stomach and settled on my hand. I released the bulge so she could get a better look at my dick. She licked her lips.
Got it.
I knelt on the bed and straddled her body, holding her hands against the headboard. I had made a special request for this bed. I wanted something wooden, with slats on the headboard, carved and sanded, so the finish was smooth on all four sides. I knew she could handle the rubbing, but I didn't want her skin cut or splintered.
You're not going to tie me up?
I weaved the flannel around her wrists and secured the knots to the headboard.
I'm not?
The shirt was tight enough to prevent her from moving, but loose enough to allow circulation. She glanced at my handiwork.
You warned me that you would do this. I never thought you really would.
Don't ever doubt me, Frankie. I always keep my promises. I slid down until our lips aligned. I also promised to take your ass. Her chest rose as she took a deep breath. And I intend to do that, too. She squirmed beneath me, and I devoured her mouth, my tongue probing to get more of her hot, rich flavor. Her movements grew smoother, more sensual, her body curving into mine. She was grinding against me as if I were already inside her. Her legs spread even more. Her hot, heaving breath washed over my face. When I had her nice and worked up, I dipped down her chest, sucking her left nipple into my mouth through the lace of her bra.
Oh, shit,
she moaned. I ripped the fabric, just enough to let her sweet pink bud poke through the hole. Then I tore the other side, and I ran my tongue over it. Her back arched as I flicked and sucked, back and forth between each tit until it was time for my teeth. I bit down and flapped my tongue over the tip, allowing her to feel both sensations at the same time. She cried out, her erotic sounds filling the room.
Please, she begged, her hands writhing in their restraints. Please let me feel you.
I wanted that more than she did. I wanted to feel her from the inside, to taste that fucking cunt again, to run my mouth over her sweet, throbbing clit. I didn't bother to push her legs together and strip her panties off. I ripped them to shreds like the last time. My plan to tease her, to taunt her, it all went to hell when I smelled her delicious pussy. I spread her lips open and lapped her long, tightening clit.
You taste so good, Frankie. So fucking good.
Her legs closed around me in response, her feet pushing into the bed as her legs flexed and released. I plunged my finger in and out of her wetness. Her hips began to buck, driving my finger farther inside her, my mouth deeper. I let her fuck it for a while, giving her a taste of control before I placed some weight on her hips to stop her. Then I gave her a second finger.
Oh, God, yes, she screamed.
I felt her begin to contract and slowed my licking, my penetrating, bringing her back down from peaking all the way. The city light that trickled in through the windows illuminated her wet pussy and the dark patch that had grown on the blanket beneath her. I wanted to wring it out, save it in a glass so I could savor her juices and drink them later. I've dreamed about this, she said. My tongue rested flat as I looked up past her navel, over her tits, until I saw those stunning lips. Every night since I met you, you've been doing this to me, in my mind, in my bed. And now seeing your face between my legs here is... She gasped as I started licking again, sucking her hard clit into my mouth and flicking the end of it. I can't stop, Derek. Then don't, I said. She was waiting for my command. It was time to give it to her. Come on my face, Frankie.
Ah,
she hissed. Come, right fucking now. Her back arched as her feet pushed into the mattress. Her knees bent and her stomach began to shudder. I lapped without stopping, her cum thick and sweet as it filled the groove of my tongue. It tasted so much better than I remembered. I kept at it until the waves slowed, then stilled altogether. Only then did I stop entirely.
That was perfect, she breathed. Just perfect.
No. This, I growled, flattening my tongue across her hole and licking upward until I reached the top of her clit, is perfect. And it was perfect. So perfect, in fact, that I had to eat it again. I didn't give her a break, or a chance to relax and enjoy the calm in her body. I dove right back into her pussy and flicked as hard and as fast as I had just moments ago. Then I buried two fingers inside her warmth.
Oh my God, she cried out. You're crazy, I can't, I just, oh fuck.
Not yet, I told her, smiling as I flapped my tongue over her. But that's coming too.
15. Frankie. Derek's mouth had given me 4 unimaginable orgasms, 3 more than I would have thought possible. I couldn't wait anymore. I wanted to finally be able to run my hands over his body, touch his skin, and feel him on top of me. Please, Derek, I panted as his tongue came to a stop. I want you. All of you. He rested his face on the inside of my thigh, breathing heavily over my sex. Each exhale triggered a new sensation, as did the scratching of his whiskers when they brushed over my skin. I wanted to feel them on my breasts, my neck, my cheeks. His tongue paused for only a moment before it returned to my clit. He'd been licking that spot and nothing else the entire time. No, I shouted, pulling at the flannel that was wrapped around my hands. His eyes met mine as his tongue stopped moving. If you don't fuck me right now with something other than your tongue, I'm going to scream, loudly, and not the pleasurable kind either. His mouth was hidden, but his eyes showed his smile. I'm serious.
I believe you.
He gave me one last kiss, thrust his tongue deep in my groove, and drew it out with a flick against my clit that sent a quiver right through me. Then he pushed himself off the bed, and in the golden glow of the candles I noticed his tattoo. It looked like scripted letters that started under his upper arm and traveled down the length of his torso to his waist. It was too dark to see what they spelled, and he moved too quickly to get a good look. Still, I was intrigued, as I had been by everything else about him. He stood next to the bed, specks of light running across his body. I finally had another chance to appreciate all that he'd been hiding from me. He was a magnificent sight, his chest deeply defined, a clearly outlined six-pack that led to a V that cut into his hips and ran below his waistband. His arms were brawny, his shoulders wide and full. He'd built his body as precisely as he'd built his empire. Release me, I begged. I saw a flash of a smile behind his hand as he skimmed his beard, wiping away my juices that had collected there. Then he licked his fingers.
Not a chance.
It didn't matter how many times I'd seen him do that. It would never get old. Release me, please. He moved closer, reaching into his back pocket and removing a foil packet. He ripped into it with his teeth.
My pink ivory is so full of demands.
He kicked off his boots and unbuckled his thick leather belt. Then he unbuttoned his jeans and zipped his fly down. His gray boxer briefs peeked through the hole. I held my breath as he leaned over to push them down and step out of them, and stand up again, naked with his dick fully erect. Oh my God. I felt his eyes on my face.
What? No wow this time?
I let out half a gasp, half a sigh, and something of a moan at the end of it all. The head was enormous, the shaft smooth and veined. He was much longer and wider than the few men I'd been with. It was like everything else about him, big and solid and undeniable, and perfect. I don't know what to say, I whispered. His eyebrow hitched.
It'll come to you.
My eyes skimmed his length again.
You're going to break me with that.
I realized when he laughed that I'd said it out loud.
No, I'm going to reward you with it.
He pulled the condom out of the package.
Over and over and over again.
Stop, I cried out, before he had a chance to put it on.
I want to suck it first.
He didn't move.
If you're going to keep me tied up so I can't touch you, you can at least let me have a taste of you.
I tilted my body and turned my head as close to him as I could. It wasn't enough to reach him. So I licked my lips and looked up longingly, enticing him to take a step toward me.
Please, Derek, let me suck your cock.
It was all the convincing he needed. He approached me, locked his eyes with mine, and touched the crest to my lips. I opened enough to allow the crown in. The spiced scent was even more potent down here, more erotic than I'd ever smelled. I licked the thick ridge, tasting the drop of pre-cum that had beaded at the tip.
Fuck,
he hissed.
Your mouth is dirtier than I'd hoped.
He came closer, thrusting for me to take him in. I grazed each side of his root, down the short, well-trimmed patch of hair at the base, and over his balls. I couldn't cup them with my hands, so I took one gently into my mouth and circled my tongue around it. His thumb pressed into my cheek, hampering me from any heavy movement. He gave me only as much power as he wanted me to have.
Frankie.
He stroked his dick while my mouth surrounded his other ball. Watching his powerful hand pump himself while I sucked was enough to make me moan.
You like having me in your mouth, don't you?
I answered.
I'm going to spurt so much cum down your throat, you'll be lucky if I don't make you gag.
I slid back up to the tip and surrounded it with my mouth. Then I ran my tongue along the thick vein on the backside. It was time to finally hold his dominance between my lips and know how good I could make him feel. He may have kept his hand firmly on my cheek to guide my motion, but I was getting what I wanted as much as he was. And I was taking in almost all of him. He shifted his hips and drove the length of it into the back of my throat.
Milk it with that greedy mouth, he grunted.
I salivated even more, wetting his shaft, which made it much easier to glide in and out. When the base reached my teeth and the length of him filled my throat, he paused for a second before pushing his way back in. Then he did it again, in the same rhythm. And once again after that, he was fucking my mouth and I couldn't get enough of it. The wooden headboard rubbed against my hands as my body shifted to get closer, and his shirt was starting to chafe my wrists. The pain of it only enhanced the experience. I let him slip out enough to concentrate on just the head, sucking like I was trying to haul every bit of cum out of it. My tongue grated against it, massaging in circles around the underside and back to the tip.
Fuck, Frankie, that mouse, he moaned as he pulled it all the way out.
I opened my eyes and met the most dangerous stare.
I don't know where you learned how to do that, but fuck.
Give it back to me. I was nowhere near finished, and neither was he, not until his warm stream shot into my mouth and flowed down my throat.
I need to fuck you. He slipped the condom on, fighting my saliva as it rolled over the tip. When he was fully sheathed, he climbed between my open legs. He knelt above me, the crown at my entrance, his hips needing only to rock forward to thrust fully inside. I held my breath and anticipated the burn. It never happened. He moved slowly, allowing me to stretch gradually until I could finally fit all of him. There wasn't a second of pain, only budding pleasure, so much that it stole my breath.
"This is what you wanted, isn't it?"
he asked. I couldn't answer. I didn't believe my body could build toward another orgasm, but it was there almost immediately. The sensation of having him inside me, the dark intensity of his stare, the way his hands spread over me was such a satisfying combination. "Yes, Derek, yes." He pinched and pulled my nipples, rubbed and stroked my clit. And through the bursts of pleasure, his hips rolled in fast, hard circles, swiveling and grinding as he bowed and kissed me. I couldn't touch him, couldn't clutch his skin or dig my nails into his flesh to release the tension he was building in me. And yet sex with him was better than anything I had ever had, ever felt, ever knew was even possible. Every part of me was fulfilled. "Untie me," I moaned as he slanted back, pounding into me yet again. "Please."
"What will you do with your hands if I do?"
"Touch you," I gasped. "I want to touch you." He reached over my head and pulled at the knot. The second my wrists were free, I rubbed them to circulate the blood again. He didn't pause. He moved faster instead, driving me closer to the headboard with every thrust. I lifted my hips, giving him more access. The new position sent him even deeper inside me. I needed to hold on, to grip something as hard as he was plunging into me. My hands flew to his stomach. His abs were slick with sweat, and so warm.
"Tell me you can feel that, Frankie," he demanded. "Say it."
"I can," I moaned. "I can feel it. It feels like you're at the end of me. I want more of you." His arms wrapped around my thighs as he lifted me off the bed, placing me on top of him while he swung his legs around to the front and sat. I grabbed his shoulders as my knees pressed into the mattress. He was still inside me, but the power was mine now. I decided how shallow I wanted to take him, or how deep.
"Is this what you want?"
he asked, pushing his hips against me so I could feel just how much of him there was to have.
"More of me."
I spread my thighs further and sank over the full length of him. "Yes." My teeth drove into my bottom lip as I gently rose and dipped. Each breath ended in a moan. I stayed down, grinding over his dick, letting it swirl inside me and hit the place he had once caressed with his finger. My breathing became more labored. My legs turned numb.
"That feels so fucking good, Frankie."
I closed my eyes and dug my fingers into his shoulders.
"Kiss me,"
he demanded, his hands clutching my face, my hair. My tongue plunged into his mouth. The taste of his desire was exactly what I needed. His hands moved down my breasts, his fingers pinching my nipples until I screamed. Then they dropped to my ass, running up and down the length of my slit and spreading my wetness.
"Relax," he said when I clenched. "I would never hurt you. You have to trust me."
My body loosened at the sound of his voice.
"Are you ready?"
he asked. I slid up and down one more time and nodded. When he stuck the tip of his finger into my ass, a sensation came over me. It was something I'd never experienced before, an incredible feeling of being fully stimulated everywhere, all at once. I was instantly and alarmingly close to coming. "Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I'm..."
"I know. I can feel how close you are."
His whole finger went into my ass. I moaned so loudly.
"Come on me."
I'd never wanted anything more. I made one circle of my hips and a flare of overwhelming pleasure passed through me.
I felt it in my navel, in my thighs, in my nipples. My entire body began to shudder.
"Now kiss me again," he demanded.
My mouth covered his. I could no longer move, but he kept up the rhythm, driving into me as the rippling spasms persisted.
"Amazing," he said. "Fucking amazing."
I opened my eyes and cupped his face. He'd said it first, but I had thought the same thing. "You can feel it too?" He nodded and smiled, his teeth gleaming in the candlelight.
"Yeah, I felt it. Just like you're going to feel this."
He slowly pulled his finger out of my ass, then flipped me onto my stomach. My face pushed into the mattress, and my hands gripped the blanket as he filled me again. As wet as I was from my climax, he slid in and out easily. The weight of him pressed down on me as he leaned in, his teeth nipping across my shoulders and down to the middle of my back. It was a mind-blowing combination.
"Bite me harder," I insisted.
He pumped faster, his breathing as loud as mine.
"If I bite you any harder, you'll bleed. Then make me fucking bleed."
I didn't recognize the voice that came out of me. It was raspy, demanding, sick with desire and need. This was what Derek did to me. He got me to beg, even when begging was so out of character. He made me want more of him, even when I didn't think my body could take it. He freed me, from the inside out. When his teeth sank into my shoulder, I felt a familiar pleasure begin to build inside me.
"Oh, fuck," I gasped. "I'm going to come again." "Do it," he growled. "Come for me, Frankie."
His rhythm quickened, became more urgent. Deep, powerful thrusts sank his cock even deeper. I heard him groan and felt him seize as I tensed around him. Somehow our mouths were able to find each other, kissing as we both unraveled.
"Fucking incredible," he said on guttural breaths.
He slid out, dropping next to me on the bed, and pulled me against his chest. We were still, silent. What he'd given me was so foreign and unexpected, so overwhelming. I didn't know how anyone would ever compare. I hadn't even fully caught my breath or washed his sweat off my body, and yet I missed him already.
"You asked me a question earlier that I never answered."
I tilted my head to meet his eyes. I remembered the question well. I had wanted to know whether I still measured up as his pink ivory.
"You're more rare and far more wonderful than anything I have ever touched."
His response surprised me. I let myself linger in the moment, resting my head back on his chest and draping my arm across his stomach. My eyes closed, and I tried to find my breath again. His lips were against my ear.
"Don't get too comfortable."
I laughed. "Are you going to make me sleep on the couch, Mr. Block?" He stroked my cheek, his thumb finding its way into my mouth. I dutifully sucked it down to the knuckle.
"You won't be sleeping at all tonight. This is only the beginning."
16. Derek. I pushed my hips back and made one final thrust into Frankie's pussy, milking every drop of cum I had left. Spent and empty, I collapsed on top of her. The rubber fell slack as I started to soften. My dick was raw from the latex and from being inside her all night. Her pussy must have been feeling worse from the pounding I'd given it. "Coffee," she moaned into the pillow. "Whatever you desire." I rolled off her and reached for the phone on the nightstand. The front desk answered on one ring. "How can I help you, Mr. Block?" "Send up some coffee, please." "Of course, sir. Anything else?" "Fruit, maybe, and some pastries from the carrot cake bakery in the back bay. Whatever they have on the shelves, grab two of each." Will had found out that was her favorite bakery, and where she often ordered from. I would eat with her if she wanted. Whatever gave us more time together before we left. "I'll call in the order and have it up to you shortly." I hung up and kissed the top of her head, my lips trailing to her shoulder and the teeth marks I had left there. I had bitten her harder than I'd intended. She had made me lose control. I hadn't ever done that before. It felt wrong. And yet, it felt so fucking right. "I need another minute," she moaned. "In the meantime, I'm not going to ask how you know about the carrot cake." I laughed. "Take all the time you need." She deserved a break. The truth was, I really needed one, too. I'd lost count of how many times I'd come last night. Her count was at least double mine. I brought her fingers to my mouth and skimmed them across my lips. Even after all the places her hand had been over the last several hours, her skin still smelled of amber and brown sugar. It was in her sweat, in her breath. And I smelled like rubber and cum. "Where are you going?" she asked as I slid out of bed. "I need to clean up." I let the warm water from the faucet wash over my hands, rinsing them clean of her sweet juices. I then scratched my fingers through my beard to freshen it, pausing when I caught my eyes in the mirror. There was an edge missing. In its place was something I didn't recognize. An indicator, maybe, of just how badly I'd fucked up by following through with my one night with Frankie. I was standing in this bathroom, but all I wanted was to be out there. With her. Surrounding her. Filling her. In her presence. None of the women, none of the sexual encounters, none of the fantasies had ever compared to what I'd just had with Frankie. And thanks to my rule, my stupid fucking self-imposed rule, I'd never have her again. Everything would end the moment we left this hotel. Once I kissed her goodbye, I would imagine the night I had with her every second I was around her, and every second I wasn't. I wasn't ready for goodbye. I took a washcloth from the rack, soaked it in the warm water, and carried it out to where she stood. She turned and handed me my phone. There was a text on the screen from Hayden. "I need to see you tonight." I looked up and found Frankie putting on her bra. "Sorry," she said. "When I heard it beep, I thought it was mine." "Come here." I moved toward her. Her body was rigid and her expression had hardened. "This is for you." I showed her the cloth, then dropped my hand to her pussy. "I know you're sore. This will help." Her eyes scanned mine. She was trying to read me, but I couldn't show her the emotion I had felt in the bathroom. I pressed the warm rag against her raw skin. Her hand clutched my wrist. "That does feel better." I held the cloth steady over the bottom of her pussy and rubbed it along her clit. "I'll get dressed and have your suitcase delivered so you have more than just that jacket to wear."
"Thank you."
Her voice was so soft. "There's a robe in the closet. Why don't you wear that until your things arrive?"
"Okay."
I waited for something more, a return of that spicy mouth I had heard so much of the night before. She said nothing. There wasn't even a hint of a smile.
"Thank you again, Derek."
The last thing I wanted to do was leave her, but something told me she needed a minute, one that didn't have me in it. I gently kissed her cheek and shut the bedroom door behind me and headed for the bar. I needed a glass of something strong. Or hell, maybe I needed a whole bottle. Frankie sat in the passenger seat of my Suburban, her hands holding the seatbelt, her leg bouncing faster than it should have been. I had just pulled up to her building, and as much as I didn't want us to, we had to say goodbye. I saw that she was going to speak first, so I let her.
"Thanks for last night, Derek."
She took a breath, and I noticed how white her knuckles were.
"It was a night I'll never forget, and something I know I'll never have again."
I said nothing, reaching across the seat and tracing the edge of her chin, her cheeks, letting my fingers slip into her hair. She was delicate, precious, beautiful. She had washed off last night's makeup and hardly wore any now, just a little shine on her lips. She looked so natural, so amazing. "The sounds that mouth can make," I said, my lips inches from hers. "Sounds from me, or from you." I laughed, unguarded for maybe the first time in her presence. Her hand rested against mine, her tiny fingers wrapping around it. I could see in her eyes that she didn't want this to end any more than I did. Or at least, that's what I thought I saw. I pulled her hand to my mouth and kissed across her palm. Before I could speak, she said, "I don't regret anything that's happened between us." It wasn't what I'd expected from her at all. But for the sake of Jordan International and Block Development and Timber Towers, I don't think what happened last night should ever happen again. Those were supposed to be my words, and I fucking hated being on the receiving end of them. It was what I'd wanted from the beginning, though for very different reasons. I never imagined it would be what she wanted, too. When I looked at her face, her eyes didn't agree with what she'd said. "Is that really what you want, Frankie?" It was her one chance to change her mind, and to change mine at the same time. "I've never been personally involved with a client, Derek. I can't start now." I nodded at her. "You're an amazing man and an incredible lover, but I would never want sex to compromise my ability to represent you. And now that we've explored that side of things, I think it's best we never do it again." My gut clenched into a goddamn knot. I smirked and kept my cool. I couldn't agree more. She nodded, and the doorman helped her out, retrieving her bag from the back of my SUV. I watched her disappear into the lobby. I wanted to break something, to beat something bloody. As I pulled into traffic, I glanced in the rearview mirror, hoping that Frankie would appear on the curb or stand in front of the glass in her lobby. Anything that would show she had second thoughts. Neither happened. My pink ivory was gone. "I got your text. What's going on?" I asked. "I found information on Randy's traditional financing," Hayden said, her voice blaring through the speakers of my Suburban. I looked down at the speedometer. I was going 40 over the speed limit and driving through the middle of the city. "Good." "Good? That's all you have to say?" I sighed. "Yep, just... good." "What's wrong, Derek?" There was no way I could tell her. She wouldn't just give me shit from a professional standpoint, but she'd light into me for letting my dick complicate our plans. I'd made my sister a promise. I couldn't fuck that up now. "Shitty day," I answered. "That's all. I'm coming over tonight with a fifth of something strong and pizza with extra grease. Cancel whatever bitch you were planning on bagging. It's you and me tonight, got it?" I changed lanes and accelerated, realizing I passed Timber Towers blocks ago. I had to turn around, but I needed more road before I could do that. "Yeah, I got it. See you tonight, then." I hit a red light and pulled up my text messages as I came to a stop. I opened the last conversation I'd had with Frankie. I didn't think about the consequences, I just typed. "Me. Come to my townhouse tomorrow for breakfast. We need to talk." A bubble popped up to show she was typing. "Frankie. I'll be at your office at 9, just coffee. Bree will be with me." "Me. No Bree, just you, at the townhouse. Business only, I promise." The light had turned green and the car behind me honked. I ignored both. I wasn't moving until I saw her reply. It took far too long, but eventually she answered. "Frankie, business only, no exceptions. Me, you have my word." They may have only been texts, but I recognized that tone, that distance. I knew it all too well. She was speaking to me the way I'd spoken to her.
17. Frankie. Norm picked me up at my condo to drive me to Derek's townhouse. Had this been a personal meeting, I would have taken a cab. But nothing personal would ever happen between me and Derek again. regardless of the location. Everything would be business from here on out. I hadn't expected to hear from him after he had texted me his address, but it would have been nice to know our agenda. He had probably been too busy with Hayden. I had no idea who she was, and I wished I hadn't seen her text message. It only reminded me how temporary our situation was, how interchangeable I was, how someone like Derek Block could never be tamed, and how much I was going to mourn losing him. There was a part of me that knew a relationship with Derek could never work. I wasn't in a position where I could start something serious with anyone. With the level of responsibilities I had, and the preparations needed to convince my father of the takeover, time spent with a man would be far too distracting, especially if that man were Derek. So the energy I'd been directing toward him would now be applied to acquiring the agency. There was no way I'd sacrifice a personal life only to end up with my father selling. As for Derek, he would now be a memory. A blissful, ecstatic memory, and one that would eat at me every day. A face that would seep through the shadows of my dreams, bringing me those talented fingers and that beautiful dick. But it would stay just that, a fantasy. It would be my fingers that did the pleasuring, not his. However, there was another part of me, one that wanted more of him. He hadn't let me into his life, and unlike the other men I had slept with, I'd never seen his house, and I didn't know the foods he enjoyed, or where he shopped for his flannels. Those things didn't matter. With him, I felt different. I felt alive. I felt free. Sexually, at least. If I never got to experience anything like that again, at least I knew someone like him existed, someone who could bring out every desire I'd kept hidden. Now I knew it was possible to have more than one orgasm in an evening, to enjoy a finger in unmentionable places, to crave a man being in my mouth, because the need to please him was greater than my need to come. I hoped the memory would be enough.
"Miss Jordan, the address you gave me is just up ahead," Norm said.
I glanced at the tree-lined street he pointed to. It was crowded with Victorian brownstones, 19th century. I could only assume most of them had been fully renovated at some point. Derek had likely gutted his. His attention to detail wouldn't have allowed anything less than the best. In spite of my nerves from being in his presence again so soon, I was looking forward to seeing how he had designed the home, and how it reflected him. Norm parked along the curb, and I opened my door. "I shouldn't be too long," I said.
"Let me help you out."
"No, I'm fine," I told him. "I'll see you soon." I stepped out onto the sidewalk as the door to Derek's townhouse opened. A flutter of anxiety passed through me. I had agreed to be there at 9, but I was 10 minutes early. I hadn't expected him to be waiting for me at the door. I took a deep breath, hoping to keep my emotions from showing on my face. Then I glanced ahead, to find someone waiting for me. Someone who wasn't Derek. It was her. The slut I'd found in bed with Reed the night I had showed up to his condo unexpectedly. It was the night my whole life changed. The night he took something from me I would never be able to get back. "You," I hissed. She stopped on the second step, carrying an overnight bag, unaware of my presence until I spoke. She was fixing her blouse, tucking it into the waist of her skirt. Her long, dark hair looked like it still held yesterday's curls, and a new sloppy coat had been applied to last night's makeup. She was disheveled, a mess. Just like I would have been had I spent the night at his place. She studied my face for several seconds, until her expression told me she recognized me too. Our eyes met as I recalled that night at Reed's. The bed. The screaming. The blood. "What are you doing here?" I asked. "You have no right to ask me that." Her voice had haunted me, the way it had devolved from a moan to a screeching gasp in seconds. She wasn't wrong. I had no right to ask her about this. Derek wasn't my boyfriend. He wasn't someone I had any claim on, He was a client now, regardless of our sexual interactions. A client and nothing more. The text from Hayden should have prepared me for how quickly he was going to move on. It hadn't. Not at all. For all I knew, the woman standing before me wasn't the only one he had been with since our night at the hotel. But it had to be her, the woman who had ended my relationship with Reed. This was all too much. It always has to be you, doesn't it? What the hell are you talking about? She could play stupid all she wanted. It made no difference now. Fuck you, I said. I yanked the door of the SUV open and threw myself into the back seat.
Is everything all right, Miss Jordan?
Norm asked, stunned to see me again so soon.
Would you like me to...
Just drive, Norm. I reached into my purse to grab a tissue, but came up empty. I could feel my mascara running down my cheeks, my nose getting ready to drip. There was too much traffic on the street. Norm was having a hard time finding a clear spot to pull out. Please hurry, I cried.
Yes, ma'am. Where to?
It didn't matter. I just needed to get out of there, away from her, and away from Derek Block. To be continued.
Unblocked, Episode 3. 1. Derek. I was waiting for my cup of coffee to brew when I heard the front door of my townhouse open and heels clicking on the wood floor. Hayden had left just a minute ago, but must have forgotten something. There was no other reason she'd be back so soon. Frankie wasn't due for another 10 minutes, and she wouldn't have come in without knocking, especially not after telling me she never wanted me to touch her again. Never again. I gripped the mug with both hands, my teeth grinding together as the swishing of fabric and clicking of heels got louder. I need coffee, my sister said as she entered my kitchen. She moved with much more steam than when she'd left. I handed her the full mug and brewed another. Check the fridge, I said. I think there's some of that vanilla creamer you like in there. I won't ask why you have it. She poured in a few drops and placed it back in the door. I'm not here enough for you to stock it, and you drink your coffee black? She walked to the island, her eyes widening as she looked at the granite. Is it safe to lean on this counter, or did you have her on the surface of this too? Have who? The girl who takes vanilla creamer in her coffee. Hayden looked rough this morning, which had a lot to do with the bottle of Jack we had polished off last night, and the 4 hours of sleep that had followed. I know you didn't come back for coffee. What's on your mind? She shrugged and looked around the kitchen, her hands fidgeting with the cup. You're usually at Timber Towers, well before 8. It's almost 9 now, so why are you still here? I needed a little sleep. Bullshit, you function fine without sleep. Well, I'm hungover, too. I'm calling bullshit again. You never get anything more than a headache, which a few aspirin can take care of. She sat up straighter and held the mug under her chin. Maybe you're expecting someone. I could read Hayden better than anyone. Her bark was coarse and unforgiving, almost always misinterpreted, characteristics that made her a very successful lawyer. That was how I knew her shaking hands weren't just from a hangover. Something had gotten to her. Or someone. My real estate agent is coming over, I told her. Your agent? I walked to her side of the island and put my arm around her shoulders. The one I hired for Timber Towers. And what's this real estate agent's name? I smelled whiskey and hairspray that blended with her coffee. She was right. All I'd woken up to this morning was a headache, and now the scents in the room were making it worse. I hope you don't have an important meeting in the next hour or so, because it doesn't look like you're going to make it. She took a sidestep and turned to face me, gripping her cup like I might try to steal it. No meeting, but I have to get home to shower. I do have to go into work today. She finally took her eyes off the mug and looked at me. What's your agent's name, Derek? She asked again. Her name is Frankie Jordan. An emotion passed over her face. It happened quickly, and left as fast as it came.